638 Talk Radio 790 KBC. Doug and T-Ray with you on the 13th day of January, a Tuesday morning. So back when the Danish newspaper published the cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, which kind of started this whole thing that drawing the Prophet Muhammad in a cartoon could get a death sentence placed on your head, a fatwa on your head. Well, Molly Norris was a political cartoonist up in Seattle, and she created the draw. She launched the Draw Muhammad Day and drew a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, and it resulted exactly in that, a death sentence on her head. And she's been in hiding ever since. And there's an organization called the Free Molly Norris Foundation. And joining us right now to talk about this, obviously in the aftermath of the horrible Paris terrorist strike on the Charlie Hebdo political cartoonist, it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Larry Kelly. Good morning, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. And Larry has a book called Lessons from a Fallen Civilization. Can a Bankrupt America Survive the Current Islamic Threat? And that is available in fine bookstores if you can find one. And also online, of course. Larry, tell us about Molly.
Well, she, you're correct. She was responding to the Dutch cartoonists that set off
It was Danish, wasn't it?
Danish, sorry. And then later, the cartoon show called South Park did a spoof. They'd been an episode where they portrayed Muhammad in a bear suit. It wasn't really, scatological or anything. You know, it was just almost in good fun. But they also received death threats. So they, Comedy Central, who was the distributor, ran the episode with censored over the pictures or the depictions of Muhammad. That caused Molly to put out on her Facebook a request to her followers, let's do a Draw Muhammad Day. She then began receiving death threats, and also a fatwa was put out on her, as you mentioned, by a rather famous individual by the name of Ayman Awalaki.
Yes.
And he subsequently was killed in a drone strike, not because of anything to do with Molly Norris, however. He was also conspiring with a guy. I think the guy that was doing the bombs on the printer cartridges and things.
Yeah,
but
he's another American Taliban, American jihadist, and was one of the most wanted in the world by the United States because as a recruiter and planner of terror strikes against the West.
Yes. And the thing that I really want to stress, and most people are shocked to hear, Doug, is that the FBI went to Molly after she had received a number of death threats and, of course, informed them, and they told her that she just needed to go ghost, their term. And what that meant is that she went into a kind of a self-imposed witness protection program where nobody supported her. She had to leave all of her family and friends. And of course, her livelihood. So we determined, the publisher and I, that we would raise money from every book sale to support her. A portion of every book sale would go to her.
Excuse me, is a tugboat coming through your living room?
Yeah, it's my cell phone. I didn't turn the ringer off. I really apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Why don't you go take care of that? Because
I got it.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Apologize for that. And so she is a historic figure, especially from the journalistic point of view, because she is the first person forced into hiding by radical Islam inside the United States. Most people are shocked to contemplate that.
Well, I remember when Molly Norris put out the Draw Muhammad Day, and that very few people were willing to take her up on it. And I remember when the death threats came in, and then she vanished from the public radar. We all remember, of course, Salman Rushdie for many, many years lived underground after he published his Satanic Verses back in, 1988 or something like that, quite many, many years ago. But she still lives underground all these years later.
Yes. I contacted the two publications that she was working for at the time up in the Seattle area. neither of them would help me. I just told them I didn't really want to even know, obviously, where she is. I just wanted to establish a conduit because we are raising money. We would like to get it to her. And both the publications were too fearful.
Well, this is the problem with corporate America, and we saw this with the Sony hack attack and the movie The Interview, that once the threat of physical violence was made against theater chains, now attorneys are involved, and now you've got liability, and you've got what if somebody goes into that local Hasselplex and shoots up a theater, and you know, and major corporations, including CNN and NBC News and all the major outlets that have chosen not to show the Charlie Hebdo offending cartoons, they have assets in other countries, they have personnel in other countries, and they've got corporate interests that could be targeted. And that's, you know, we have the luxury in radio of being real bold about this because we have no physical way of showing the cartoons. And I guarantee you that if we did have a way of physically showing the cartoons on this show, we'd have to run it past legal.
Yeah, well, I'm rather critical of the FBI and law enforcement. It seems to me that, you know, we learned something about the Snowden release of all those information, that they have the capabilities, that our government should have the capabilities to pass off to law enforcement and FBI. If I receive a death threat over the internet, they should be able to go on offense. That's my opinion. I think they have the tools. There were the death threats that came into Lincoln Park were traced to a website. It was a radical website. But what I'm trying to suggest is that we need better leadership. It's just wonderful to have these marches in Paris and say, you know.
Yeah. Guys who would use a 10-year-old girl as a weapons platform, as they did in Boko Haram did recently, are not going to care about a march. LarryKelly.com, Larry Kelly with two L's.com. And the book is called Lessons from a Fallen Civilization. Can a Bankrupt America Survive the Current Islamic Threat? Thanks so much for being with us, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's